A handful of Republicans may join Democrats in the Arizona Senate in repealing the state's near-total abortion ban later today. The situation has left some conservative voters in the swing state dealing with the challenge of harmonizing Republican Party loyalty with their firmly held moral and religious principles. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, here's Ben Giles.
Pastor Luke Pearson rejoiced when the Arizona Supreme Court upheld an abortion ban dating back to the 1860s, a law that makes no exceptions for rape or incest. But outside the Arizona House and Senate last month, Pearson said he was disappointed in some Republicans now calling for that law to be repealed.
Scripture calls us, Proverbs 24 says, to rescue those being led to the slaughter. That's the preborn babies in their mother's wombs. They're literally being led to the slaughter at Planned Parenthood and in other abortion clinics in the state. And it's our position that it's our duty before God to rescue them.
There's no wiggle room on this issue for voters like Pearson, who views abortion through firmly held religious convictions. They also don't mince words in their opinion of former President Donald Trump, who called on state lawmakers to remedy the ruling.
I think he's being a coward. I think there was the cowardest way to respond to that.
Pearson was also dismayed when U.S. Senate hopeful Carrie Lake called on Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat Lake still denies losing to in 2022, to work with state lawmakers and come up with an alternative to the near-total abortion ban.
It was like she became a complete turncoat and was like, here, Katie Hobbs, I need your help. And I was going, Carrie, what are you doing?
It's all left Pearson doubtful of who he'll vote for in November, when Arizona could decide the outcome of the presidential election.
A lot of people that are very like-minded to me are in a very difficult position right now, whether or not they even are going to vote for Trump because of that.
Down the ballot, Lake's race against Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego could determine control of the U.S. Senate.
We do need to recognize what a problem this is.
Carolyn Wren is a campaign advisor to Lake. Appearing on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast, the day of the Arizona Supreme Court's decision, she pointed to losses in Alabama and Wisconsin as evidence abortion rights are, in her words, a winning issue on the left. Lake's mixed messaging on the near-total ban hasn't helped. 2 years ago, she called it a great law. Last month, she called for its repeal, but later said it was unfortunate that top state officials had vowed not to enforce it. Asked last week what she'd say to voters who call her a coward, Lake said she believes there should be exceptions to abortion bans for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
And unfortunately, that law does not have those exceptions. You can be pro-life and for exceptions. I know that not everybody who's pro-life is for exceptions. I am.
At a protest against abortion rights outside the state capitol, Barbara Suizo says those exceptions are out of step with her religious principles.
If it's against God's will, it's against God's will. In my book, that's a simple answer.
That stance leaves voters like Pearson and Suizo in a pickle. Abandoning Trump and Lake may help elect Democrats who vowed to make the right to an abortion part of federal law.
And that's the struggle we're having right now is who do we vote for? Who do we count on?
Suizo isn't so conflicted.
I support Trump. I'm a real Trumper. I'm a Carrie Lake person. I support them.
She says she believes Lake and Trump are just saying what they need to win.
Yes. 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 And I understand the game. I just don't have to play it. I'm not a politician. I don't have to walk this line between my values and what might work politically. So it's easy for me because I'm not trying to save the Republican Party as we know it.
For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.